We have allowed our situation to be the factor of whether that word would come to pass, rather than recognize that if this word I am hearing, what I am seeing is contrary to the world, the life that I have right now, I'm pressing into that which I have seen, because somehow he will cause that which I'm seeing that doesn't seem to make sense to align itself with what he has shown me. Do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward, for you have need of endurance. Say endurance. Come on, say endurance. I like that, because oftentimes the King James said, for you have need of patience. And sometimes when we hear the word patience, we think we got to wait. But that word patience doesn't mean you're just sitting and waiting. A better word is endurance. A better word is endurance. A better word is endurance. Some of you have endured more than you thought you could ever endure. It's time for your reward. Okay. Jamal, go start my car, because I'm getting ready to roll out of here. I said it's time for your reward. For you have need of endurance. Says, throw not away your confidence, which has a great reward. Come on, shout, it's time for my reward. It's time for my reward. Come on, say it with some confidence. Say it with some confidence. Build some expectation that your life is just about to change, that some things are shifting even as you shout it out. It's time for my reward. It's time for my reward. It's time for my reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you've done the will of the Father, you may receive the promise. For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay. But my righteous shall live by faith. If he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not of those who shrink back, who draw back to destruction, but of those who have faith to the persevering of our soul. Shout it again. It's time for my reward. It's time for my reward. It's time for my reward. Glory. Covenant-keeping God. Covenant-keeping God. Same passage in the Message Bible says, remember those early days after you first saw the light. Says those were the hard times, kicked around in public, targets on every kind of abuse. Some days it was you, other days your friends. If some friends went to prison, you stuck by them. If some enemies broke in and seized your goods, you let them go with a smile, knowing that they couldn't touch your real treasure. Nothing they did bothered you. Nothing set you back. Nothing set you back. Nothing set you back. It's time now to move forward. Purpose, nothing is setting me back ever again. Nothing is setting me back ever again. Nothing is setting me back ever again. You got to get a little attitude about nothing is setting me back ever again. So don't throw it away now. Talking about your confidence. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing. What happens to us? Where do we go when we're in a season and, you know, we're really sure about it, and then it doesn't happen, and we fold? Instead of saying, I don't know what happened, but I'm not quitting. I don't know what happened, but I'm not giving up. I'm speaking to some of you today. The God of our covenant, the covenant-keeping God, is saying, I never stopped. Now it's for you to make your decision. You were sure of yourselves. It's still a sure thing. It's still a sure thing. But you need to stick it out. Staying with God's plan so you'll be there for the promised completion. Is it possible that even though you stop, the plan still keeps unfolding? Have you ever looked at something and thought, I'm supposed to be there? I'm supposed to be in the midst of that. I'm supposed to be a part of that blessing. I'm supposed to be a part of making that blessing happen. But you stopped. And you look at it and you say, man, I should have kept going. I should have kept going. For some of you this morning, he says, you need to get up and keep going. You need to get up and keep going. You need to get up and keep going. You got to get up and keep going. In Genesis, when God comes back to Abraham, it says, and after these things, he's talking about just after life. After good decisions, bad decisions, doubt and unbelief, fear. After all these things, he comes back to Abraham and says, that which I told you back then is still valid today. I am the covenant-keeping God. I keep my promises. Now, what about you? I know that life can be hard. Life is hard right now. If you knew the grace that it was taking for us in this season. When God spoke that word, extraordinary grace release, I had no idea what he was talking about to the degree that I understand it now. Don't let life circumstances now cause you to disqualify yourself. Because in God's mind, in God's eye, he's still waiting on you to get up. For some, he's waiting for you to repent. He's waiting for you to clear it up, get it straight, and then let's keep going. When he came to Abraham, he said, listen, I know you lied. I know you were scared. But part of the challenge with that is Abraham was still getting to know this covenant-keeping God. But some of us are far enough along now, you ought to know him. And if you're new to this walk and new to this faith, you don't have to let experience be the best teacher. Just listen to some of the things, hey, that are being taught and said, and say, I know not to go that way. I know I need to do this and not that. I'm going to learn from you. I see that hickey on your head. I don't want one on mine. And if I'm going to walk with a limp, it's not because I'm going to walk the same way you walk. It's going to be out of my journey in God that produces the brokenness, that produces the fragrance. of his presence and his glory. It won't be long now. He's on the way. He'll show up most any minute. But anyone who is right with me thrives on loyal trust. Come on, can you say, I trust him? Come on, say, I trust him. I trust him. 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 Yeah, give me that chorus. Trust in God. I trust in God. David, sing that just a little bit. Come on, y'all, keep the flow. Y'all know this. We're gonna worship right here in this space with this song for just a few moments.
I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. I trust in God.
Come on, y'all.
My Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Say it again.
I trust in God, my Savior.
And he heard, and he answered. I sought the Lord, and
he heard and he answered. I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered.
That's why I trust him.
I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered.
I sought the Lord and he heard and he answered.
I sought the Lord and he heard my cry
and he answered.
That's why I trust in God, my Savior.
Now, I want you to take a moment and just begin to speak to yourself. Come on, stir up that dream. Stir up that vision. Tell yourself, it's not over. See, the onus is on you. Not on God. When God came back to Abraham, the onus was on Abraham. The onus was on Abraham. Keep playing, musicians. Keep the flow. Keep the flow. Genesis 12. It says, now the Lord said to Abraham, go forth from the country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. It says, and I will make you a great nation and I will bless you and I will make your name great. So you shall be a blessing and I will bless those who bless you and I will curse those and the ones that curse you, I will curse. Says, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Verse 4 says, and Abraham went forth as the Lord had spoken to him. And says, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. That's chapter 12. And in chapter 15, it says, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, and I'm just kind of adding, the word came to Abraham again. Maybe for some of you, there's a word that's coming to you again. Don't resist it. Don't let life, don't let choices, decisions you've made nullify what the Holy Spirit may be saying to you now in this season of your life. Just like God spoke to Jeremiah when he said, I watch over my word. I hasten to perform it. Could it be possible for some of you under the sound of my voice in this season, he's saying, now we're going to hasten to make that word come to pass. I heard about three of you. It made sense. It's in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 11, after the Lord speaks to him and helps him to know, before you were born, I called you a prophet to the nations. Verse 11, it says, and the word of the Lord came to me, saying, what do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. And then the Lord said to me, you have seen well. I'm just saying to some of you, you're starting to see some things right about this time in your life. God's bringing some things back around. And the question is, will you try to close your eyes to it? I'm talking not in the natural, but even in the spirit, and just kind of walk away from it? Or will you say, okay? He says, you've seen well, for I am watching over my word. I am watching over my word to perform it. I am watching over my word to perform it. I am watching over my word to perform it. I am watching over my word. I'm saying to some of us today, he's watching over his word. 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 He's watching over his word, ready to enforce his covenant. He's watching over his word, ready to enforce his covenant. He's watching over his word. So I want to say to some of you under the sound of my voice, first time he showed it to you one way. Now he's showing you again in a different way. You see, because with Abram, the first time he talked about the sands on the seashore. But God is wise enough to know, in light of what's transpired, I may need to show it to you a little differently now. And so there in chapter 15, he comes to him again and says, do not fear, Abram. I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. He speaks to him about his heir. Verse 5 says this, and he took him outside and said, now look towards the heavens and count the stars if you are able to count them. And he said to him, so shall your descendants be. Then he, Abram, believed in the Lord, and he reckoned it to him as righteousness. God's not always asking us, he's not asking us to understand it. He's just asking us to believe and to trust him. I don't understand it. God says, I'm not asking you to understand it. What I'm putting before you, I'm simply saying, believe me and trust me. Follow my leading. Walk in obedience, and it will come to pass. Follow my leading. Walk in obedience, and it will come to pass. Do you not understand that there is no devil, no demon, no power of darkness strong enough, powerful enough to stop God? God has no equal. It isn't God or the devil. God has no equal. You can't be stopped, but you can stop. You can't be stopped, but you can stop. That's what this passage in Hebrews is talking about. Where's my music? There we go. Don't throw it away now. You were sure of yourselves then. It's still a sure thing. I believe, but I don't believe like I used to. There was a season when I had this incredible trust and faith in God, but I don't really have that anymore. That's exactly what the enemy has wanted to do in the lives of believers. Just bring you to a place where you just settle. We're not quitters who lose out. Oh, no. We'll stay with it and survive and thrive, trusting God. All the way. All the way. If that's your story and that's your testimony, would you begin to shout right now? Because your victory is assured. Your victory is assured. Your victory is assured. My victory is assured. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, but you have need of patience, endurance, and after you've done the will of the Father, you would receive the promise. The covenant keeper, the covenant keeping God is saying, I'm here to keep my covenant. I'm here to enforce my covenant. Glory, glory, glory. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Glory.